Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shubb, he's a former executive director at the NICD. He asked for this, in fact recommended this already last week. Professor Shubb, good morning. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. So you've obviously been anticipating that that this would happen, but more accurately, that we are ready to move to this next level.
Yeah, how it is a kind of a balance between the economic requirements, the economic push, economic pressure, and also the public health. Obviously, public health only, you say lockdown 5 is ideal, but clearly we can't go there. So it's a balance of what is reasonable from a public health point of view and what the country needs from an economic point of view. So it's really a matter of selecting those elements of the economy which would be less affected by public health restrictions and going for that and, having those restrictions to limit the spread of the virus.
I think they're still asking, and would you agree with that, to say that if people are still in a position to be able to work remotely, that they should continue to do so?
Oh, yes, ideally. Look, the epidemic curve is coming down, and it's coming down very gratifyingly. Now, if you look at particularly the Gauteng province, it's coming down quite steeply. So that's great. You look at our local community, Hatsola, coming down. That's great. But if you look at the curve carefully, we are at the moment, in fact, above the peak of the first wave, where we had lockdown 5. Right. So there's a lot of virus around. There's still a lot of transmission.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of caution that needs to be exercised.
Do we know, it's fascinating to me to watch these graphs, because I wonder, has it come down because of lockdown, or is this almost like a natural way that these waves work?
I think it's a combination. I think that you're absolutely right. It is a natural phenomenon that these epidemics do come in waves. But the waves are a consequence of the buildup of susceptibility or the buildup of immunity. And I think this is what happens. You know, there's a buildup of immunity. The virus circulates in the population, immunizes individuals, some with illness, some not, some asymptomatically. And then once it reaches a certain level, there's not enough, as it were, susceptible individuals for the virus to infect, and therefore the curve comes down. So we kind of build up that immunity by things like lockdown restrictions, better behavior, and all those precautions, and vaccination. And it's a combination of those two which builds up community immunity.
Yeah, and in fact now I would imagine, and if we look at our own community with a very, very decent amount of people having already received the vaccine, or at least some of it, at least partially, plus a lot of people having been infected over the last while, is it possible that within our own communities and in pockets of other communities you almost get this herd immunity, albeit in a bubble?
Yeah, that is possible. The only problem is that the immunity does decay. Now, unfortunately, COVID infection is not like measles infection, for example. Now, once you've had measles, you get almost, not quite, but almost lifelong immunity. A tremendous, very strong immune response. Unfortunately, COVID, not quite like that, being a upper respiratory infection predominantly. And because of that, the immunity is not as long lasting. It's not as durable as those were. And this is why we probably will need booster immunization on a regular basis, either annually or every 2 years, 5 years. That immunity is not going to last. And I think from natural infection as well, it does decay, unfortunately.
Are you optimistic now, given the number of vaccinations, given the number of people having natural immunity because of having been ill, that the worst is potentially behind us in South Africa?
You know, it's interesting because there have been a number of what we call seroprevalence studies, where they do they take blood from a population and they look for antibodies. And a number of laboratories, institutions have done these, including the NICD. And it's interesting, they'll get a seroprevalence of about 40%, 45%, some population even up to 60% And yet we have these big epidemics. So clearly that natural immunity is not as good as, for example, the measles immunity. Unfortunately, we can't totally rely on it. That's the problem.
And I suppose as well, adding to the fact that this is still a new, 2 years is not a long time for this virus to have been in existence in the form that it's in. We don't know everything there is to know.
Absolutely. You know, when it first came into the population, it caused what we call a virgin soil epidemic. In other words, it was totally new to the human population. And therefore, theoretically, that virus could spread completely unhindered by any immunity. So now we build up immunity, but now the virus is a little bit more clever than that. Now it's mutating. So now we get variants, which to a varying degree will escape that immunity. And we've seen it, for example, with the beta variant, to some extent with the other variants as well.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. That is where we do have to leave it. Professor Barry Shubb, thank you, as always, for your information and for your guidance.